Hi, and welcome to this USsoccer.com podcast. I'm your host, Heather Soltis. The Olympic draw took place Tuesday morning, and the U.S. women's national team was placed in Group G, along with France, Colombia, and Korea DPR. The U.S. will open group play on July 25th, 2 days before the Olympic opening ceremonies, against France at the famed Hampden Park in Glasgow, Scotland. Head coach Pia Suntaga says she's looking forward to starting the Olympics off with a challenge.
Exciting to start with a really tough start, French. We played them in the semi-final, and it's a good team, and they're getting better and better, and I think that's the best thing, having a good team in the very beginning, so that's good for us. And then you have Colombia, and that will be a different game, and hopefully after a win against France, and then we'll come into Colombia a little bit more relaxed. And then you have North Korea again, and we know them fairly well.
The WNT faced all three of their Group G opponents in the 2011 FIFA Women's World Cup. Suntaga says knowing the other teams well will be an advantage for the U.S. women.
I think it's more comfortable for coaches, at least. We know how they're playing, and they've been around for a while. And if you look at France, Colombia, and North Korea, we have a good idea how they're going to play. And even though it's different when it really matters, in the Olympics, but we feel prepared, and French, we will go into more games with French and look at them more thoroughly and make sure that we have everything prepared before we play them.
Forward Abby Wambach says the team is glad to know who their first three opponents will be on the road to Olympic gold.
Excited. Obviously, the fact that it's more certain who we're playing, the groups are made, it makes it a little bit more real for all of us and gives us even more the opportunity, more of an opportunity to focus ourselves. We're excited. We all know that Colombia and Korea are both great teams. We played them in the World Cup, so we're very, very familiar with their styles. And of course, we played France in the quarterfinal, so or semifinal. So we know we have a lot of work to do from now between now and the time the Olympics start. I also think that it gives us another goal. Right now, it's for a lot of us, is to make the roster, to stay healthy, to get better as a player individually and collectively. But it also gives us an ability to put something else up on that goal sheet. France, Colombia, Korea. Having more specific goals and more detailed goals will allow you to be able to perform better, train better, prepare better, and that's what this gives us.
After opening play against France, the U.S. will then face Colombia at Hampden Park on July 28th. Defender Christy Rampone says even though it will be Colombia's first time in the Olympics, the U.S. can't take them lightly.
I think just any new team coming in and, gotten one good taste of a world championship is definitely got the experience behind them, the nerves out of them, so now they're going to go after it. I think we have to be ready and right from the start in that game. I think the more that we can go after them from the beginning, put the pressure on them, get them on their heels, get them, nervous, I think that's what how we have to approach that. And, anything can happen in the game of soccer, so we have to be ready for every game starting from the first game.
Then the WNT will finish group play on July 31st against Korea DPR in Manchester. Midfielder Carly Lloyd says the U.S. knows what to expect in that game against this well-organized team.
North Korea, very disciplined in their attack, defending. We didn't know what to expect before we went to the World Cup. When we faced them, I think we were confident in the way that we played against them. But they're good on the ball. They're disciplined, like I said. And we've just got to be organized, patient, and just remain focused on what we have to do.
France is currently sixth in the FIFA Women's World Rankings, Korea DPR is eighth, and Colombia is 28th. You can get more information on the Olympic draw and the full tournament schedule on USsoccer.com. That's it for this USsoccer.com podcast. I'm Heather Soltis. Thanks for listening.